that Mr. Godwin or Mr. Stickles or Mr. Baker? Who's gonna be doing that? Mr. Baker?
Yes, I am. First one is from the Southern Delaware Truck Growers Association Incorporated, and they are requesting funds for a new proposed ag health website to make information available to the consumer about products that are available.
Mr. Baker, that's my request, and that's appropriate for the community improvement funding. And what is the amount I have left in that account?
Check that. You have about 12,000.
I had 10,000 earmarked for that request. If I can make that motion, $10,000, please.
So move.
Motion by Mr. Phillips, second by Mr. Jones, to appropriate $10,000 from this community reinvestment funding for the Southern Delaware Trucker Growers Association Agro Health Program.
And can I ask a question?
Yes, sure, you may.
What are they doing, Mr. Phillips? Did I miss that?
It's a program that's working actually with the University of Delaware that sets up a network for the consumer, the producer, the market, and it's combining both a marketing effort and a consumer health effort. It's a good program. I can get you more information.
No, that's fine. Okay. I saw Agri Health. I didn't know what it was including. Okay.
Paul, any further questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Nobody's yes. Number two.
It's for the farmers now, Dan.
Okay, the next one is from the Greater Seaford Chamber of Commerce for the 13th Annual Town and Country Fair to benefit the Governor Ross Plant Mansion. And they are requesting $1,000. 2 years ago, we gave $500.
$100 each?
No. From Mr. Dukes.
I know you.
We gave $500 2 years ago from Mr. Dukes. They have requested $1,000. Mr. Dukes, you're...
I'd like to give them $750.
We go on $750.
We have an auction?
We have two more $50 to go with that, anybody? No. If not, motion by Mr. Dukes.
Second.
Second by Mr. Jones. Nearly died like him second. Questions? Mr. Cole?
I'll vote yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Vote is yes. Number three, Mr. Jones.
And the next
is Mr. Dukes and myself, right?
Greenwood Spring Festival.
didn't he help me out last year?
You didn't just don't go to Greenwood.
You had an opportunity.
Dave, do anything.
You just didn't help me just then.
I'm asking.
Oh, I'm about to ask, okay.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I said, what did I do, Dave? I think I gave...
Well, last year we gave $400, $200 for Mr. Jones and $200 for Mr. Dukes.
Oh, I'll be dang.
He set you up.
Should I
that.
Check up?
He set you up on that.
Did you scream at my night school?
No, it's at school. I'll do it. This guy, $400 for myself.
I'll go in $200 with him.
Okay.
So does that mean we're going $600 or just...
No, $200 each.
Okay, we have a motion, Mr. Jones, second, Mr. Dukes, give $200 each from Councilman and Grant funding to the Greenwood Spring Festival expenses. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Number four, Mr. Jones again.
The Friends of Georgetown Public Library for the third annual 5K run walk and 1 mile walk. Last year we gave $500, $300 from Mr. Jones, and then $50 from each of the other councilmen.
And I appreciate it, gentlemen, too. And George, I'll cover for you, I guess, okay?
He sucked you in, you guys.
So we'll take $350 from him.
You're one of my best constituents.
Thank you, George. I want you to appreciate it.
You step up to the plate time and time again.
Even though you badmouth me all the time, I try to help you out.
We got loaning money so he can help you?
Well, no, so I don't bust him. He's living in my district, Dale.
Gentlemen, the media's
I just go to Sam Cooper and tell him to send all my tax bills to George. He takes care of it.
The media's there, gentlemen.
His home address is now Rick.
$350 for myself and $50 for
check
my
that
brother.
Out.
Okay. Excluding Mr.
$350 for Mr. Jones, $50 from Mr. Dukes and Mr. Phillips. Any questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Won't you
Mr. Baker?
Oh, did he count me in? That wasn't the motion y'all made.
No.
I'm in. Go ahead. $50. Now, Mr.
Don't you big old
Mr. Dukes. If you had to say anything, I'd have been out.
Yes.
I voted yes.
Bobby, make sure Mr. Rogers' name is there.
It wasn't in the motion, but go ahead.
I have everyone but Mr. Cole.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I have my parliamentarian checked in minutes.
Next is from the American Cancer Society Relay for Life from Mr. Sammons in Georgetown. And the relay's May 19th and May 20th. And we have been giving $1,000 for the $200 each.
Fine, Jordan. I've been more than glad to cover you again.
Must want something.
He must.
It's coming.
Make that motion.
Motion by Mr. Duke, second by Mr. Phillips, to give $200 each with Mr. Jones covering Mr. Cole.
If you had money, George, I know you would give Lawrence because you could not.
It wasn't long ago you were broke. I remember.
I understand.
It's a terrible feeling.
Well, even though you didn't help me figure, help me a dime. Terrible feeling. Even though you didn't give me 1 cent, I am not that way.
To the American Cancer Society, managed by Mr. Lawrence Sammons for the Relay of Life in the Georgetown area.
I would invite you over to dinner.
That's $200 each with Mr. Jones covering Mr. Cole's portion. Testing. Questions, Mr. Cole?
I'll vote yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote's yes.
The next one is mine also, but I'd like to take it out of my community development money, which is $2,000.
Restoration Outreach Ministries.
Okay.
How much is it?
$2,000.
$2,000 from.
She'd like to help.
They're not in my district. $2,000 for Mr. Jones' community reinvestment
like
money
help.
From the restoration ministry. You have to do it with faith.
It's a pregnancy guy. House. Would you like to, George? You can go over and babysit for a while, maybe.
Yeah,
I'm good with babies.
Questions? This is Mr. Jones' community reinvestment. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Mr. Dukes.
Yes.
I voted yes. Mr. Jones again.
I also. I could give $2,000 out of my same division of money.
How much?
Greater Georgetown Chamber of Commerce for towards the cost of a full-time director.
Second. Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Dukes to give $2,000 from Mr. Jones Community Reinvestment Fund for the Greater Georgetown Chamber of Commerce Work Study Program. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Everybody, yes. Mr. Griffin?
We have one ordinance to be introduced. It's an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for multifamily dwelling structures. Be located on a certain parcel of land in Indian River 100 containing 12.77 acres. See application of Malone Enterprises LLC, conditional use 1686.
I'll introduce it. It's time for the Dan Kramer report. Please come forward. He's going to talk about turkeys.
Stuffed turkeys.
That's great.
My name is Dan Kramer.
Where are you from?
You know what? This is going to be one of the first times we're going to be on pretty near on time getting out of here.
That's if you don't talk too long.
Right, yeah, well, it depends on what kind of answers I get. You know, last week I brought up the question.
We put that
a court case.
We put that in committee.
Court case doesn't exist. But they put that stuff out and put it in a letter. Oh, there's a court case. Well, show me the court case, but it doesn't exist.
Thanks, Dan.
I'll make a motion with you.
I got one request.
The other Kramer, go ahead.
Thank you. Signs. I had asked one of our inspectors. Somebody complained about one of the flashing signs coming into Delaware in Fenwick Island, and they got violated. And as I go around throughout the county, we're just getting out of hand with all these flashing signs. And my understanding from years ago, when that sign ordinance we were working on, we said that only date and time, I guess, and temperature or something like that is what's permitted.
It has a time limit.
So People are asking me and wondering, are we not enforcing this ordinance? And I said, I hope we are. So could I get, maybe Mr. Godwin could look into the sign issue and with the flashing signs. And the other sign is the little developer signs on these little stakes. I used to ride over, you know, when I go over the bridge over to Maryland, you'd see those, when you get into Maryland, you see all these just abundant signs all stuck everywhere. Look like crap. Looks ugly. It's happening here. Everywhere you go, they're stuck all over the roads. They're stuck at every intersection. And I'd like to know if this council would like to address that, because I think we ought to. We're responsible for the development. Now these developers are taking advantage of the situation and turning the county into something that's ugly and unsightly, and I've yet to see anybody that appreciates it. So I'd like to look into those two issues, and maybe Mr. Godwin can come back and
Save you some time. First issue, Mr. Lang's getting ready to get a full report from a national organization that did a 30-month study and to look at the electronic message signs that you're talking about. And he's going to have a full report from that agency very, very soon in the next week. And as far as what they call, they've been labeled as bandit signs along the road. I believe it was in the state budget last year and the epilogue section, that the bandit signs were addressed, and anyone that got in the state of Delaware, Del Dot said everyone they pick up, there would be a $25 fine, and it would be $15 to get your sign back. It was enforced for one weekend. There is a gentleman from Maryland that charges to put them up on Friday and take them down on Sunday. Senator Bonini went through the roof when the law passed in the epilogue bill. He said it was, you know, not right to put it there. And in January, it came back up. The law is still in effect in Delaware. Nathan Hayward's the one that had it put there. And the signs went away for a little bit. Everybody got a letter. Every developer in the state of Delaware got a letter that these were called bandit signs. They were illegal, $25 fine per sign, $15 to get them back. State of Delaware made a determination, and they sent a map out to everybody, sign companies, developers, that these bandit signs, which they do look like the devil, had to be in the clear zone. And there was a question about when they put the bandit sign behind the right-of-way, it became an off-premise sign, which is non-permitted. So the gentleman that puts the signs up, he has disregarded the state law, and Del Dot has a mountain of these signs out here at Gravel Hill where they do pick them up. Whether they charge these people a $25 fine per sign, I do not know or not, but they put hundreds of them up a weekend for subdivisions, and that's where that is. It's state law, but Senator Bonini said it's in his opinion, wrong.
Wrong in what way? I mean,
he thinks they should be allowed, and nobody.
Okay, well, let's not worry about state law. Let's say at the county level, is it possible for us to address them? Because sure. if there's a $25 fine and that's out there on the books, maybe we ought to jump in because we could make some money in that area.
You brought it up before that it should be a $50 fine, and a week later it came back with the state law, the $25 fine, I believe it was in Dover. So yeah, the way the law reads, Mr. Griffith, I'm right. Stronger covenants prevail. So if Sussex County has a law stronger than the state, it takes precedence, and if they have one stronger than us, it takes precedence. So if we enact an ordinance that says it's $50,
is there any well, I was going to wait for Mr. Godwin to come back.
Sure.
The other thing is, I'm still concerned. You gave me an answer about some kind of a report. I'm wondering, are we enforcing? We have signs in violation. I just asked one of our inspectors to go violate somebody. Are we violating these signs in this county? And if we're not violating them, because of a report, I don't know anything about this report until tonight. We got to be violating.
Got a letter that has one of those signs. Everybody's got a letter of violation that has one of those signs. Everyone.
Are you talking about the bandit signs?
No, I'm talking about the flashing signs because everybody's ignoring it, or somebody's told them don't do a thing because they're still flashing.
They all got.
And what's the next step?
To update our ordinance, either to outlaw them or put whatever regulations you want on them.
Right. Well, I'd like to know right now. None of that can be determined. Right now, we have an ordinance that's being violated. What do we do now with the ordinance? Whatever happens in the future,
they've all been violated.
But have they? A letter has been written. But what's next? What happens next? They're just still ignoring it.
Mr. Cole, I agree with you. And there's a lot of signs that are perpendicular to the road, and they're flashing, and they're distracting. There's other signs that are on buildings that are flashing, which are not distracting. However, the industry, and I'm not in the sign business, so I can say the industry seems to be going more digital because you can display more of what you want to display.
Okay.
And you know, I think it's time that we look at our sign ordinance and maybe update it and yeah. maybe. Because it's been years ago since we did the sign ordinance.
1989.
And Blake concerns me that there's...
I agree with you, and I think...
There's not been any direction given to any of the inspectors not to violate it, right?
They do violate them. They do violate them.
Okay, but what happens now that they've all been violated?
They get
Has there been...
I'm only going to say, tell you that from past experiences on some of the violations that I've got them to write against other things, they get so many days... And then after that, if it's not corrected, then they can go to the constable. Zoning takes care of one. And then if they don't do it, it goes to the constable.
So if I go down and ask these inspectors, have they been pursuing these? And have the sign violations been moving through the process, what kind of answer am I going to get?
The answer you will get is Lars Lank told them these electronic message centers are to stay stationary for 15 minutes until something is done.
Oh, so somebody, Lawrence is take.
Lawrence did that. Yes, that's his job.
So Lawrence took that initiative.
That's the ordinance.
When they started violating these people and they started putting them up.
So let them proceed with the violation.
They are proceeding with the violation. They get their letters. Believe me, they get their letters.
The 15 minutes, I don't think, Mr. Cole, is an ordinance. I think that's just.
15 minutes. I don't know what you're all talking about. I just think they're. Okay. I'm just getting a little concerned that we're not. We take an oath of office to enforce the ordinances of this county. Right now, I don't see them being enforced, and I'm afraid that there's been some direction given that says don't enforce them.
No, there's not.
The 15 minutes is that it shouldn't flash, but that's policy and not ordinance, as I understand it. And I asked where that came from. They said, well, just something we sort of thought of in the office and thought 15 minutes was soon enough for it to be changing. That's why I said our sign ordinance is outdated and we need to update it.
Wait, tackiness is never outdated and a safety issue when you're riding down seeing these flashing. It depends on how you want the county to look. The debate, Dale, years ago was they were ugly, they were distracting, they were a safety issue.
You're talking about digital signs?
The digital flashing signs other than the time and temperature.
There never was one years ago.
Huh?
A lot of people use
That's
them
all we control. Permitted because we didn't want all these lit up signs. Anyway, okay, I'm just wondering. I'm just curious. Okay.
The only thing I can sit here and tell you that when I talked to Mr. Lank about, you know, the sign ordinance in the whole, he said the entire ordinance of dealing with signs from top to bottom, and I think it's something that you and Mr. Lank need to get together and give us a report back and where we need to update. Lawrence said instead of piecemealing it, we should go from top to bottom and do it all.
That's correct. We're way outdated with every county and state agency there is.
Mr. President, Mr. Kramer's out there, but I don't know if you want to recognize him.
He liked it away. You like it's free. Come here. Come on, you boys.
FYI, while he's coming up to the council, don't forget the prayer breakfast is this Monday morning at 7 a.m. We are sold out. We have a little over 400 people coming, and for the benefit of anybody who might be listening or anyone standing at the podium, there's no tax dollars involved in this. It's all been raised by sponsors. Thanks to Mr. Phillips.
Now, talking about signs, number one, I'm telling you right out, without even looking up the ordinances, I can probably be closer than any of them put together. Every one of those signs are in violation any way you want to look at it. And as far as Lank having the power to give that
The
answer is no, can't be done, period. I ought to know you suckers cost me $28,000. How come you think I know about the sign laws? It was right there.
Well,
he was right on the thing. And him. You and him both were here when it occurred.
What?
Back when the sign law was put into effect.
Well, I say we need to change it.
And no.
Well, I don't know why we need to change it.
First of all, they can't change it. Number one, you couldn't change it.
No, just because something has come up.
Hey, you cannot change that law because state law has to be changed first before you can change it. You are not permitted. Those signs are not permitted because state law does not allow them. So you cannot allow them because state law doesn't allow them.
State law is the biggest violator of their own ordinance.
I
That's
know
why
they
they're
are.
Allowing them. But it'd be a good debate we have that day.
But I'm just telling you.
Make a motion, adjourn.
You can't have both hands in the pocket.
I make a motion, adjourn.
Motion by Mr. Duke.
You got him.
All favor, signal, saying aye. You got him, Bruce. Who's saying
aye? You got him, man.
Aye. I'm going to sneak over and see